BJ and Jamie.
I was in the store a couple of days ago, and I was telling Carson off the air that I bought 5 dozen of eggs. Now, I haven't noticed the shortage, but the shortage is out there. Other people are noticing, okay?
It's not because I haven't seen it. It's because of a cage-free rule or something.
I bought 5 dozen eggs because you buy them in those cartons, those crates. I mean, they're consolidated 5 dozen, and it's saran wrapped and whatever. Man, I got to tell you, it is a challenge to get from the grocery store, from the time you put those in the cart, and home without breaking one. Those things are so flimsy, but I got to have them in that, you know, in that packet, but they're tough to get home.
And there's so many eggs, too.
Spindell, you read to us. What was the situation with the cage-free thing?
In January, in Colorado, all those companies have to have cage-free eggs, so they're starting the transition now. So they can't have they're just building up stock basically.
So they have to open up all their cages and let them roam free.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you. So the law is nothing but cage free in stores,
like cruelty free eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They all have to be roaming around.
Why?
No.
Because it's cruelty free, man.
Because chickens are. They deserve to be free.
Because we need happy chickens.
They're gonna be happy. Yeah. It's like the happy cows.
Dude, you can walk 10 feet and buy hamburger meat. That animal was slaughtered.
Well, no, I know, but a lot of them
it's
are happy.
Happy before it gets slaughtered.
They're free range roaming.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, it doesn't make sense.
They're having a good time up to that point.
Yeah, right. They had a good time up to the end. Right? Yeah. We know that, right? We've seen the video.
We know it ends bad, but...
I don't understand. Don't they realize...
Well, have you ever been to what? Because we had one by our house, and it is kind of horrible having them in those cages, because they have them 10 deep in one little cage.
They're all just packed in there.
They're all just packed in there. It's kind of sad. Actually, it really is. It is actually. Yeah. If you've
not enough to make me stop eating eggs, though.
Well, you don't have to stop eating them. They just want them to at least walk around.
How do we know?
That's what I said.
Yeah. How do we know? How do we know they're walking around?
I know.
They're not in a cage.
I'm sure all those egg farmers are what? We have to get land and let them. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well. Just call Longmont Dairy. Their chickens are happy.
Are they?
Well, they got happy cows. They got happy cows, so I'm assuming they have happy chickens, right? Too. You wouldn't, discriminate between the chickens and the cows, would you?
That's the thing. I guess we did, and that's why they need them to walk around.
A lot of eggs are sold this time of year. With Thanksgiving coming up next week, you got to have your deviled eggs as a part of the meal, right?
Correct. That's my favorite.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
So. A lot of people have chickens in their backyards. Have you noticed
one of my
that?
Neighbors actually I just noticed it yesterday has a chicken coop in their backyard. I'm like, are you even allowed to do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
HOA not say anything to them?
I guess not, but we have a pretty strict HOA.
I think it depends on the zoning, right?
Because some people feel like they draw rats. Yeah. And so they don't want them in their neighborhoods.
But HOAs can draw their own zoning.
Right.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about zoning.
And especially
they make their own
ours.
Rule.
They're pretty
yeah,
like
yours
hardcore.
Is pretty strict, but my neighborhood isn't that strict. I mean, it's a volunteer HOA. $75 a year, not a month, a year.
You better be careful because you're going to get rats.
And I think...
Well, luckily, it's it's at a green belt where we go by, and they just back to the open space.
Uh-huh.
But they're not near us.
Oh, that's good.
So that is good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that your neighborhood would allow... Ours would never allow it. They would shut you down so fast.
I feel like they're going under the radar. No one's
really?
Turned them in yet.
You should tell.
I should.
No.
I should write an anonymous letter.
No, they're roaming chickens. So we gotta have those eggs. We got
know,
a shortage,
man.
Pal. In fact, if you need eggs, you might want to go to your neighbor's house.
They're saying that there's such a shortage now that people are going to local buyers. And so I know that on the way to the cabin, there's a person there. They have the weirdest sign. It says kittens, eggs, and chicks.
Mm. Only got a little bit of everything.
I'm not driving up that weird, creepy road.
Yeah.
It's right on this weird, creepy road. I'm always I wonder what they do
you
up there.
You can't see the end of it.
No. Yeah. I feel there's a cult up there. Something. It's bizarre.
You're right. It's good for these farmers, though, that actually are independent. You know, even a company like Longmont Dairy, it's great for them because if you can't find the eggs, you have to buy the more expensive, which cage-free is more expensive. Quite a bit, too.
Yeah, they're saying 36%.
Yeah.
No, 40%. Sorry.
Wow.
It's a lot more.
Yeah,
it's a 40%. Lot. My wife wants cage-free all the time. She wants the brown ones. Okay.
Uh-huh.
She's got a specific one she wants, which I find ridiculous because you can't tell the difference.
Well, I guess the natural eggs you can leave out on the counter forever. And not forever, that's not true. But you can, you don't have to refrigerate them, the natural ones.
I just can't tell the difference when you eat them.
Oh, gotcha.
There's just no difference.
Yeah.
I can't either.
It's all the same to me. It's like, why spend the extra 40%? But hey, to each his own.
I wonder if those brown ones in the grocery store you can leave on the counter.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they say the ones that you buy from, you know, like the Colts.
Yep.
Yeah, you can leave them on the counter.
I guess you're not going to find eggs if you're doing your Thanksgiving meal.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.